Isa had a bad feeling as she walked down the path to the mill. The tide was out, revealing the treacherous mudflats that stretched out toward the distant sea. The wind whipped her hair around her face, and she pulled her coat tighter, trying to ward off the chill that had nothing to do with the weather. As she approached the old building, her steps faltered. The windows were boarded up, and the once vibrant paint was now faded and peeling. It looked abandoned, haunted even, and she wondered why she had agreed to meet Kate here. Memories flooded back, of laughter and secrets, of the games they had played when they were younger. But those memories were tainted now, darkened by the events that had followed. Isa stopped in front of the door, her hand hovering over the handle. She knew she should turn back, but something pulled her forward, a need to face the past, to uncover the truth that had been buried for so long. With a deep breath, she pushed the door open and stepped inside, the darkness swallowing her whole. Isa's heart pounded as she walked further into the mill. The shadows seemed to stretch and distort, playing tricks on her eyes, making her feel as if she wasn't alone. She could almost hear the whispers of the past, the voices of her friends, laughing, plotting, lying. The weight of their shared secrets pressed down on her, and she felt a surge of fear and guilt. Then she saw it, the spot where it had all gone wrong. The place where the lies had started, where their lives had begun to unravel. Isa stood frozen, her breath coming in shallow gasps as she stared at the worn, stained floorboards. She could almost see it again, the horror of that night, the body lying lifeless, the blood seeping into the wood. A noise behind her made her jump, and she spun around, her heart in her throat. But it was only Kate, standing in the doorway, her face pale, her eyes wide with fear. She looked at Isa with a mix of desperation and sorrow, and Isa knew that whatever had brought them back here, it wasn't over. The past had come back to haunt them, and this time, there would be no escape.